and now that it is March, there is a rush of flowers down by the other stream, which turns sideways to the sun and tangles the briar and bramble down where the hellebore has stood so wan and dignified all winter. There are now white tufts of primroses suddenly come among the tangle and near the waterlip, tufts and branches of primroses in abundance. Yet they look more wan, more pallid, more flimsy than English primroses. They lack some of the full wonder of the northern flowers. One tends to overlook them, to turn to the great solemn-faced purple violets that rear up from the bank, and above all, to the wonderful little towers of the grape hyacinth. This is the time, in March, when the sloe is white and misty in the hedge tangle by the stream, and on the slope of land the peach tree stands pink and alone. The almond blossom, silvery pink, is passing, but the peach, deep-toned, bluey, not at all ethereal, this reveals itself like flesh. And the trees are like isolated individuals, the peach and the apricot.